USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told Newsmax this morning that Ukraine needs help from the United States and isn't asking for troops on the ground. They just need assistance stopping a war criminal.
Biden's running scared of Putin. Let me tell you something. If he thinks Putin's going to see sending planes as a threat of war, Putin saw a threat of war when we put sanctions on him. Putin saw a threat of war when we gave javelins and stingers. The planes are no different. The planes are to help the Ukrainians defend themselves. They haven't asked for us to be on the ground. They haven't asked for us to go fight for them. All they've asked is the ammunition so that they can actually defend themselves.
The Justice Department has named Kevin Chambers an Associate Deputy Attorney General to lead criminal and civil enforcement efforts targeting pandemic-related fraud. The Justice Department has already taken enforcement actions related to more than $8 billion in suspected pandemic fraud. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A surge in U.S. retail gasoline prices to record highs has prompted a number of governors and lawmakers to consider slashing their fuel taxes and to ramp up pressure on the federal government to do the same. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is leading the charge. In a tweet, he said, "I am announcing that at this time of global uncertainty, we are working on an emergency suspension of the gas tax to help with the pain at the pump." Maryland currently has a 36.9 cents per gallon gas tax. Governors and lawmakers in California, Florida, Maine, Michigan, New York, Tennessee, and elsewhere are making similar moves. China, who is the originator of COVID-19 and a country that had only listed 6,500 deaths, has ordered a lockdown of the 9 million residents of the northeastern city of Changchun amid a new spike in COVID-19 cases in the area attributed to the highly contagious Omicron variant. All residents must undergo three rounds of mass testing while non-essential businesses have been closed and transport links suspended. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Still waiting on your tax return? Well, the IRS is hiring more people to help.
The IRS is hiring 10,000 new employees in an attempt to handle a backlog of tax returns. They will add 5,000 in the next couple of months, with another 5,000 by the end of the year. The agency has over 23 million unprocessed forms and requests that need to be attended to, with the goal to get that number down to 1 million by the end of the year. The IRS has already begun paying mandatory overtime to over 6,000 employees, as well as hiring contractors. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A judge is considering whether to move the trial of a man accused of driving his SUV into a suburban Milwaukee Christmas parade, killing six people and injuring many more. Attorneys for Daryl Brooks Jr. filed a change of venue motion last month asking the trial be moved or that jurors be pulled from a different county. They say publicity about the case has been pervasive and overwhelmingly negative for Brooks. Waukesha Judge Jennifer Darrow is expected to discuss the motion this afternoon, but it's not clear when she'll make a ruling. Emilio Delgado, who spent more than 40 years entertaining generations of children playing the Fix-It shop owner Luis on Sesame Street, has died. He was 81. The actor died at his home in New York City. He had been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a blood cancer, in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.